You're Lori Dubose as we now welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lori.
Did you swim over?
Pretty much. Yes, ma'am.
The Volunteer Fire Department monthly update is the third Thursday of each month. I really thought you might not make it because you might be working accidents this morning.
We did have one minor accident earlier. Actually had a structure fire this morning due to lightning. Due to the weather we had coming through earlier, and a couple of different lightning strikes also, but then luckily there was no fire, but there was a lot of damage.
And tell us about that. I think I heard it. Was it about 5:30 when it just
the lightning strike? The lightning strike with the structure fire was about 5:30, 5:45 behind the hospital. I'm sorry, behind the post office. And
what was the structure?
Just a small house. And they had a fire in the back porch that went into the house a little bit. Got a great stop on it. Unfortunately, there was major damage to the house.
Water damage?
Water damage, pretty much. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Just from ceilings and the ceilings, and having to check to make sure there was no hidden fire.
Right.
But the guys did a great job, and we had automatic aid from Daphne, which we do for every fire. They were a great help as well.
Was it occupied?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody get out safely.
Wow.
So didn't have to worry about that, but we did check the house just to make double sure.
And so this was due to a direct lightning strike, you think, or
based on the time frame? It was the time when all the thunder and lightning was coming through. So more than likely, that's the cause.
Okay.
And then, while we were doing that, had another house on the opposite end of town that had some major damage due to a lightning strike. Blew out a bunch of lights, blew out walls, things like that.
Walls?
Yep. I think they suffered a direct hit. It was there was a lot of sheetrock damage, wire damage, things like that. There was no fire, luckily. And speaking of fire,
You probably need to check that. So we'll take a pause a moment while you check that. I've turned your microphone off. We're speaking with Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Police Chief Chris Ellis. It is 8:34 and 78 degrees. I'm talking soft so he can hear his radio. Do we need to go to a song real quick so you can check that?
Finish. Give me just a second. I can send the. And we got folks in the house, so I can send them.
Oh, wow.
Central 51.
So we're dispatching a response right now.
Central 51. Anyway.
How about I play a short song?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. We're going to play a short song while our volunteer fire department spurts into action once again this morning. Stay tuned. WABL 1480. Thank you, Van Morrison. We are back with our interview with Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis, who literally got a call. And so tell us what that was.
That was a fire alarm somewhere in the Homestead complex. And we had people that were still at the fire station from the earlier calls we had. So they handled that. And while they were getting ready to go, found out that they were testing the alarm system.
Ah,
so everybody,
false alarm,
everybody's good.
And we're going to talk more about those miscellaneous or false alarm calls. But first, let's go back to you had a house fire.
A house fire this morning
behind
and
the
then,
post office.
Yep, and then we had a house that got struck. If it didn't get directly struck, it was very, very close by lightning over around the high school area.
And you said literally blew out some sheetrock?
It blew out sheetrock.
Wow.
And blew out wires and out of the ceiling and things like that.
Nobody hurt?
No one was hurt, and we had folks that weren't at the structure fire that could go handle that.
Now, is that a case where you have to bring out the hoses, too, or nothing actually ignited?
Nothing actually ignited there. We did have an engine available in case that they actually had a fire, but we just sent a firefighter over there to check with that,
right,
with a thermal imager, the, you know, the fancy camera that can see into the walls and things. But we just sent a firefighter over there to check, double check that there was no real
blessing.
Yes,
that there
absolutely
wasn't. Okay. Goodness gracious! And it's only
busy morning, and it's only what, 8:30?
I actually, you know, about the third time I was awakened, I thought about all these first responders that have to get up and go. With the fire department and the electric department, we appreciate y'all's service so much. And tell us how much you did serve. These are the call stats and calls from July.
From July, we had 3 structure fires. If I remember correctly, most of those were just like little cooking fires. We did have one. In fact, it was the day, or it was close to our last interview. We had that trailer fire on 181.
Oh, that's right.
But so one of those was an honest fire. The other two were cooking fires. We had 3 vehicle fires, 31 motor vehicle accidents and MVA, or a motor vehicle accident EMS calls, I'm sorry. And then 75 false or miscellaneous, and that's anything from gas leaks, fire alarm activations, things that don't fit in those other categories,
mm-hmm,
for 112 for the month. That's a little busier than where we've been.
The
but
average
it's about
is,
our, it's getting it. The average is there.
It's inching up.
It is.
It's
it
been
is.
Right 90 to 100.
Yes, ma'am.
Now it's starting to inch up.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed the same with the police department.
Yep. As we get bigger, the call,
oh, yeah,
we get busier.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have to ask, as we have newcomers constantly coming to the area, are we safe with the
Absolutely.
Volunteer fire department?
Absolutely. We have 4 stations. We have about 50 to 55 folks right off the top of my head. They're all assigned strategically to the different stations based on where they live. Got great training, great response time. So there's and great support from the citizens in the city, a great partnership with the city.
A tremendous amount of funding from the city and taxes.
Yes, ma'am. We get our funding comes from the city, the ad valorem tax that all the fire departments in Baldwin County get. We also do fundraisers throughout the year. Our big one, obviously, is our fund drive letter that goes out somewhere in the about February, March-ish each year. And then we do different fundraisers throughout the year. But, yes, you are protected. You are safe. We are looking to the future already with planning our next fire station. And there are, at this point, in my opinion, no reason for a career department.
Spanish Fort recently made an adjustment to their department. Are you familiar with that?
I know they went. They decided to go.
They were
career.
A volunteer, and
they were a mixture of career and volunteer. But they were similar to us, where they were contracted to the city of Spanish Fort. They just made the leap over to actually being a city department.
I see. Okay. So where are you looking for another fire station, and how does that work? Do people donate land, or does the city buy it for you, or do you have enough in the coffers?
We look for anything. Right now we're the area's out in the 181 corridor where all the expansion,
sure,
and
mm-hmm,
the growth is right now. We have had a developer offer a piece of land if it works, which it's looking like it will, out in that general area. So you look, and it just depends if we can find someone to donate, or if we have to, we do have, you know, some of that tax money or
yeah,
something that will work to financing it, or we'll make it work. So.
Very good. What else do we need to know? Are you still having the youth explorers?
Yes, ma'am. The explorers are still around. That's a Learning for Life young adult program. Teenagers from 14 to 18, learning about the fire service. We teach them skills, fire service skills, and leadership, and learning how to work as a team, and things like that.
And I've seen, just by my involvement, many of them go on to become firefighters.
They do. They do. It's been a great feeder for the fire department. We have had over... we've had over 100 teenagers come through it, and actually majority of my officer cadre right now is old explorers. They've all come through the Explorer post, so
that's great. It's
definitely a program that works for us,
and it shows to me more of that camaraderie and that dedication that comes by being a volunteer, a part of a group, instead of being forced to punch the clock, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
Does that make sense? I was going to pull up your Facebook page just to give an example of your training. Was it y'all that hosted a big training event recently, or you attended one?
We hosted, in fact, I think that was last month that we hosted the, training for, we brought some speakers in from, one was from FDNY, and one was from Houston fire department, just talking about different fire service topics.
Right.
And we had firefighters from Baldwin County. We had firefighters from Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, a whole bunch of different spots or different states that came to attend this class.
It looked very impressive. And finally, are you still looking for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers. If anybody's interested, you can give us a call at 251-233-5181, and we'd be glad to answer any questions you have. There's also a information on our Facebook page and a QR code. If you want to scan it, it actually goes to our application, and that gets forwarded to us. But if you have any questions about anything fire department related, want to set up a tour of something, or need to know when the burn season is, anything like that, the easiest way to get in touch with us is that cell phone number. It's 251-233-5181.
233-5181. And finally, what's going on as far as burn bans, what we can do, what we can't do? Not that we're, it seems things going to be dry enough.
The ADEM burn ban is the burn ban we were talking about. That's in effect until November 1st. That's an annual burn ban that Baldwin County and several other counties throughout the state fall under. It's an air quality burn ban. Has nothing to do with how much rain we've got or anything like that. It's strictly air quality. But it's something that all of Baldwin County falls under.
Okay. Very good. Anything else?
No, ma'am. I think that's it today.
Thank you so much. You've already had such a busy morning, and we so appreciate you making time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department joining us the third Thursday of each month, usually around 8:20 for community contact. If you missed part of this and you'd like to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.